What's wrong with Batman?
Okay, nothing wrong with Batman. Ultimate goal is I want to start doing events, like go to schools and do events with kids, you know, comic events, art events, get them more back into books. You can do whatever you want. Put your mind to it, and I got your back no matter what. But don't let your disability hinder you from being great and doing and achieving the things you want to achieve.
Well, Jonathan, I'm AJ. Like we said, you said, or your name was...
Tay Smooth. That's my
Trey Smooth.
Tay Smooth.
Your pen name. So I want to hear the backstory. You said it's a long story.
Backstory was a long ago, you know, when they still had AOL and all them chat rooms and whatnot, you know, before all this social media. My cousin...
We're showing our age here.
Yeah. I'm trying not to.
I remember the instant messenger.
My cousin he opened up AOL account and started a chat. So his profile was Tay Smooth. But we used it both. It's, you know, over the years, you know, everything I did was Tay Smooth, they Tay Smooth that. And he made it. And funny thing is, he went back to try to use it because I used the email for my Netflix and all that. He tried to sign in. He said, "Man, I can't get in my necklace without seeing your stuff." I said, "I'm sorry, bro." He said, "That's my account name." I said, "Not no more. It's mine. I'm taking it." I took it from my cousin. He created it, and I just took it and ran with it. Everything from that point on was Tay Smooth.
I love that. That's awesome. So before we dive into your comic, we got a little bit about your nickname, pen name. Like, tell us about yourself.
Myself? A veteran from the Army. Did 7 years in there. It was fun, but I had to go. I'm a dad of six. Husband. I seen your eyes get big. Yeah, six of them.
I got two. I'm good. Six. Like, no thank you. Yeah. How old are they?
We only got three in the house now. I got 20, 19, 2, 18, 11, and 15.
Okay. I have a 24 and 11, or 24 and 10. So yeah. she's almost 11, a couple more months. Right. But it's two's enough. I'm good. This is totally off subject, you know, about comics, but it always amazed me when I had my second child. Like, I never thought I could love anything more than my first. Like, there's no way you can love a second child.
No, but, you know, yeah, but you do. Go around. Yeah.
And I imagine it's the same for 3, 4, 5, 6, 10. Yeah. So,
yep.
That's awesome. Cool. Anything else? Sorry, I cut you off with the big eyes
that's
and six kids.
I just started a new career. Actually, I'm down here in Baltimore now, my orientation. So I was an electrician for, I don't know, 14 years. And, I lost my job in November, so I decided to go ahead and follow the comic dream and dive into that. So here we are. New opportunity job, but I'm still focused on the comics.
Right. So I read that on your profile on the Kickstarter when I read through the Kickstarter campaign. You know, I've been there. You know, I lost my job in 2009. Bought a house October 1st, 2009. 6 weeks later, on Friday the 13th. In November, they closed the doors to the business. I'd made one house payment. And I lost everything and, you know, kind of had to rebrand my life at that point. But go into that. Like, how long were you with the company?
I was with them for like 12 years, 11, 12 years. I made it through 12
years.
Layoffs. I made it through two layoffs with, you know, COVID and. You're speaking of losing your job before you got your house. So I got a house, you know, at the end of COVID. Well, during COVID, everything was good. And then right before COVID, and COVID hit, I got a brand new house. And then was put on furlough for like almost 3 months. I was like, this is great timing.
Right. But we persevere.
Yeah, we keep on. We keep going, man.
So what's the new career?
So I was in oil field and I made a vow I'm not going back to the oil field. I'm done with that. So now I'm working in a
because you live in Texas, right?
I live in the heart of the oil field in West Texas, right in the middle of it.
Okay.
So new career is working on the X-ray machines and all the security stuff for like airports and businesses that X-ray and threat detection and all that. So I'm gonna work on those things.
Oh, that's cool. All right, so that's nothing to do with comics, but let's talk about this comic. So
No.
you created, how do you say it? Nardok?
Yes, Nardot.
Nardok. All right, so you're the creator. So let's go into, what's the backstory on this comic? What
But
inspired you to create this?
it's loosely based off, of course, me. But then I got some other aspects to it. I got some disabled kids in there, and it's about rising from to the top when things get hard, persevering, and using the tools that are given to you, even when you just don't agree with those tools. But some tools are positive, and if you got them, use them. Don't be afraid, because through failure and fear is opportunity. So, based off my life, losing a job, being in a tough spot, overcoming against all odds, and even if you got a disability, make it your superpower. Be great at whatever you do.
I read issue zero you sent me, the prologue. And yeah, you could feel all that. When he comes home from the army, he's laying there, we got the bills all over the table. I could, I've related to it very well. And it's, go into more like, you said you created this story and, with your son as well.
Yes. So my son is autistic and legally blind. So he thinks he can't do certain things. It's excuse. I can't. I'm trying to teach him you can do whatever you want. All right. Put your mind to it, and I got your back no matter what. But don't let your disability hinder you from being great and doing and achieving the things you want to achieve. And don't let the views of society weigh you down, the stigma that comes behind disabilities. I haven't even showed him this yet. I've created it, and I'm waiting till I get the actual. We're working on getting the character drawn, and once I get it drawn, then I'm gonna show him and surprise him with that.
So he hasn't seen it, but does he know about it? He doesn't know about the comic at all, or
No,
he's a part of it?
knows about the comic. He doesn't know he's in the comic yet.
Gotcha. Okay. That's really cool. Why a comic book? Like, what made you turn this, like, what you were going through into a comic?
People can relate. People think comics are just superpowers and fight scenes. That's not the issue. If you read a lot of comics, you can relate that to real life. And sorry, it's kind of cold here, so I'm over here shivering. But
I wish I was cold. It's hot. It's hot here.
just the story I wanted to tell. So I figured, I love comics. I read comics, and I know a lot of people can relate to comics. So I figured, let's put this into a comic instead of a book, something that's entertaining. And really, I want to get kids into reading again, to be honest. So get kids into reading again and teach them something along the way. So what better way than to write a comic
Amen.
and get them off these iPads and everything else?
That's 100% how I got into this myself. Like, I tell this almost every episode now, but I don't care. Because it's a conversation, right? So my daughter, my youngest, our birthdays are 2 days apart in December, like right before Christmas. So I always take a couple days off. We go off, we do just fun stuff. And we found this last year, we found ourselves in a comic shop. And she like picks up a comic book. She's like, "What's this?" And I'm like, "It's a comic book, She's like, "Can I get it?" I'm like, "Yeah, get a few of them, anything to get her to read." Like you just said, just trying to get her to read. And she fell in love with them. So of course, it rekindled my, now we get a bunch every week. But, you know, that's another, that's the other episodes. You know, we have another, you know, I do the, we started this because of that, right? I have a work right. podcast, but I also do this one. And this one allows me to do different things to test and learn and fail and, you know, all that and learn the process. And it's a, so much fun because I do episodes each week. You know, when we go get our comics, we'll come home, we'll show them off on an episode. We'll play fun games and trivia and stuff. And it's just been a lot of fun for her and I. And then it just turned into, oh, let's do some conversations, talk to some creators. And it's becoming like these episodes, you know, like with yourself, is very motivational, right? Like I'm finding so many inspirational stories and, you know, people that are trying to persevere from, you know, a job loss or disabilities or just trying to get their kids to read. And, you know, now my kid's reading, you know, 10 comic books a week. I love it. And so, yeah, it's just a cool, I love that part of this whole journey, right? And why, you know, why you do that and why you want to get kids into reading. So,
yeah, I got my daughter back in the, she in the comics heavy now, so. She want me to get comics down here. Sent me a whole list of stuff she just got. So yeah, I got two of them that's now in the comics. So
I love it. We get them. I love it. I got boxes full over here on the floor. Yeah. It's amazing. And all the ones behind me, and it's crazy. So you decided to self-publish this, and you're going through Kickstarter, right?
Yes.
What is your, before we go into Kickstarter, let's go back to like creating the actual comic book, because you've already done a lot of the work, right? You've got issue zero out. Right. You're still working on putting issue one together. Correct. Go into like, are you doing the drawing? Or are you doing, what part of it are you doing?
I'm doing the writing, and then I have an artist that he does the inking, the lettering, the drawing. I got an amazing artist that does all that work. But as far as everything else, it's me and then it's him. I do the editing and the writing and all the dialogue and whatnot. He does the pretty stuff.
The pretty stuff? Yeah. That's what I'm struggling with that too myself. I'm thinking about, I just created like a little mascot, you know, Panel Pete. You've probably seen it on my TikTok for the last few days. I've been promoting it. And I have like the possibilities are so endless with that. Like I could create his own comic book. I could create, like, there's so many things I could do with that. And so I've been sitting here debating, all right, it's time to start drawing again and getting, you know, it'll take a while, but who cares? He'll end up being in a comic book sooner or later. What I'd love to figure out. So, all right, we might have to talk about this because, so I was reading a comic last night. So I was reading the Bring On the Bad Guys, Marvel's, you know, series right now. It's Bring On the Bad Guys. They just released Abomination, but I read the Green Goblin one last night. But at the end, you know, there's like a 4-page, you know, it's a total another story, but it's just like a little prelude story to some other character I can't remember right now, but I was like, that's what Panel Pete needs to be. He needs to be like a little 3 or 4 page story in the back of somebody else's comic.
Hey, get him started somewhere.
Got to get him started somewhere. He's got his own TikTok and Instagram, so we'll try to figure those out. But so go into that. What's your writing? So you're the writer. How did you, you know, what's your writing process? Do you have any like rituals or, you know, have you always been a writer, or is this the first attempt? Or
I wrote, when I was younger, I wrote poems a lot. And I've been through I won a couple of contests and here and there. But once I got to high school, I stopped writing. I didn't do it anymore. And I've always had the idea of a comic in my head. Just didn't know how to put it out. And about a year and a half ago, decided, you know what, let's get back to writing and let's make a comic. My process is whenever I get an idea, I go write it down. I'm taking notes pretty much all day, either mental notes or writing them down. And then I'm a late night writer, so I'll be up at 11, 12 midnight, and that's when I start, you know, actually writing dialogue and writing the comics while watching some kind of anime or something. You know, it just keeps my creative process going, watching something that pertains to it. But it's pretty simple for me. I midnight writer, take notes in my head all day, and I'm vibing when the house is quiet, everybody sleeps, is the best time for me to sit down and write.
Right. That makes sense. Which what are your biggest influences or role models in writing?
For one, you gotta go with the GOAT, Stan Lee. You gotta go with the GOAT. My biggest, as far as like characters or whatnot. Of course, Black Panther, and I don't think many people know about Bishop, X-Men. That's one of my all-time favorites. Is Bishop from the X-Men. I'm a Green Lantern fan, so you'll find a lot of similarities between my character with Green Lantern, Bishop, Black Panther, and kind of like Captain Marvel. So you'll find a lot of similarities in those
I'm
comic books.
enjoying the absolute Green Lantern series that's out now. It's pretty
Oh
good.
yes,
I've read
I
that.
like it. I like it so far.
What are your biggest creative challenges you faced in this writing a
My
comic?
biggest. Sometimes I go blank. Like I'll start writing something, and it's just like, what's next? What's like right now? I'm doing issue, writing issue two, and I get to a spot. It's like, what's next? That's one of them. And then creative overflow. Like you have so many ideas, but you gotta focus on one at a time. But they're always flowing, and you get distracted. You got so much going on, and sometimes some get thrown by the wayside. That's my biggest issue, with staying focused on one and trying to push out the intrusive thoughts of the other great ideas you have to get this issue one or issue two done. That's one of my biggest issues in writing. Or, like in comics, there's no new ideas, so trying to create something new without being too closely related to something else and feeling like I can't put it out because they're similar, which with that thought process, you won't make it in comics. So just trying to put a fresh coat of paint on something already done.
So talk about that. You go into like the world building, right? So like one of my questions was, how do you approach world building in your stories? And then you'd ask me about covering, the world of Nardok and, why the story had to be told. So let's Yeah, you have. There's got to be so much out there, like you just said. There's so much to put into that world. Where do you focus and weave your story in that world?
You just gotta find points to. So you got Black Panther and all those. You just gotta find something to make it original. Put your own spin on it. Like I got like vibranium. I got my own metal in my universe, Dalvarium. But it's self-duplicating, and it's one of the strongest metals there is. Just find a way to amplify it. Make it your own. There's always gonna be similarities, but you use those other comics as references to create something brand new. That's when they say study your craft. You want to build something like Marvel, you study Marvel, and then you pretty much reinvent it. So I studied my craft quite often, reading comics and seeing what they got, and I might meld a few together and make something brand new, and you'll never know it.
Right. Which character in your comics your favorite?
Surprisingly, it's not Nardot. It's not the main character. I've got a character called Eilani. She is the first goddess of my universe. She has powers. If you combine the last Airbender avatar with Storm, you get Eilani. She's my
Okay.
favorite. I just started writing a little bit of her backstory, and right now she is my favorite to write.
That's really cool. So you get a. It's always funny how you can pick these little characters, that may not be a huge part of it, which she might be, but they may not be a huge part of the story, but they'll end up being your favorite and what to dream, what to draw about or write about or whatever. So if you could, is this a standalone series? Are you gonna, is this gonna like, are you gonna expand upon it? How many issues are you thinking it'll be or?
No, I want to expand. This universe is going to expand. I want to keep this going. Like iconic, like Black Panther, Superman. I want it to grow and be some iconic and the next icon hero.
Right. So you're it's currently on Kickstarter, right?
Correct.
Go over the process of like getting it launched on Kickstarter, navigating that whole process, and what your
It's a
vision
head.
is for that.
It's a headache, to be honest. But you just in the Kickstarter process, first thing you need to do is make the people that are reading your description, everything, feel the passion you have in your project. You can't just go on there and write, "I got a comic book, bag it." No, it's a real, put your heart into it and let them feel what you're feeling. Let the words that you write portray that when they read it and say, "Okay, I see what he cooking. I want a taste of that." And you got the rewards, but that's just a small part of it. But promotion and before you get started, promote, but make it worth the person's time that is looking at it. Let them know that this is real and this is a passion project, and you put y'all into it.
I could definitely, the video you have, and it was very, personal. You're speaking at the end of that video on the Kickstarter, and just reading, the whole description. You hit the nail on the head with the, you got to make people feel like what you're feeling and what you're trying to put out there. You got to hook them, right? You got to get
Right,
that
right.
hook, the hook in. And no, I think you've done a great job with that. What you're sitting at about what about halfway?
I got 8 days left. We got 8 days
8
left on
days
the
left.
Kickstarter.
I'll get this out maybe tomorrow, and I'll put links and pictures and all that stuff in there where we can push it over the, help push it a little bit. I want to go into the Kickstarter a little bit more. So, it's a grind. We talked about it being a grind. You're about halfway, you got 8 days to go. You need about
Right.
what, another
Another,
$1,600 or so?
yeah, about 16, 1700. We're almost at half.
16, 17. You're almost at half with 8 days to go. We can get there. I'm hoping I'm gonna pull for you. We're gonna get it there. What's your plan if it doesn't reach it?
I'm gonna keep going. This book is gonna come out one way or another. It
That's
might
right.
take a little longer, but we're gonna keep pushing. I still got the same. The people that's in my Kickstarter say if it don't go, we still gonna try to help you get there. But either way it go, I'm getting this book out there. I'm gonna continue the series and keep pushing along. Nardak will be brought to the world.
That's right. I love that. Persevere, right? You got to
Yes.
persevere, even if it doesn't go. You can always try again.
Yeah,
I've heard a lot of
exactly.
people have done, have it got the first one didn't go, and then redo it, rebrand it, re whatever, and
Because
second
you
one
learn
goes
so much.
gangbusters.
You learn so much
Is this
doing
your
your very
first
first one.
attempt?
Yes.
So
This
this
is
your
my
first
first one.
attempt? Yeah. So, we'll get there, and you get all those contacts, so you can always relaunch it.
Exactly.
You know,
Exactly.
so that helps. Who's your dream collaborator?
My
Like a
like.
writer, artist, anything, publisher?
DC. I'm a DC fan.
DC fan. Okay.
So my favorite DC hero is the Flash. So if I could do a collab with, either Wally or any one of them, I'd be ecstatic.
That would be really cool. We'll link that. But sorry, I misspoke there, but that's fine. What advice would you give for inspiring creators?
Just do it. Stop overthinking it. You're like, "I got an idea. I'll wait." No, just do it. Don't live with the idea that, well, somebody, they might not like it. It doesn't matter. If you like it and you really have put your time and effort into it, put it out there. Somebody's gonna like it. Not everybody gonna like it. Somebody gonna like it. You won't know until you try. Write it down. Just get started. Just get started. That's plain and simple. Just get started. Don't wait. Tomorrow's not promised. So just do it. Just go for it.
Love that. So did you create Smooth Entertainment?
I did.
Is that your
I did, I did.
That's your brand name? Your
yeah.
Your publishing name? Smooth,
yeah,
Smooth Entertainment Comics?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have anything else other than this book, or is this the first thing?
This is the first thing. I did issue zero as
awesome.
The intro, and then this is the first thing.
Are you releasing issue zero anywhere right now?
You can get it on my website. It's on
okay.
TikTok Shop. And if you don't want a physical copy, you can go to Webtoons and read it for free up there if you don't want the physical.
Okay. So you have physical copies of it now?
Yes.
Awesome. I'll make a note of that to make sure we put a link to that.
Right there.
On sale. Right there. Prologue to it. Hey, there, right there it is. That's awesome. You go live on TikTok. I jumped. That's how we actually, we started following each other from something, but I jumped on one of your lives one night just to see what it was about. And you were like, we started chatting in there. What do you do with those lives? Like, what is your plan with those? And when you do that each evening or
trying to grow a community, so I started, SC Comics. I'm trying to grow a community of comic lovers, of course, but SC Comics is about building up other creators. So right now I've got three creators that just joined, and they're artists and writers as well. So I'm trying to build a community for other comic artists or artists of a sort to help them in their journey in creation of art and comics while I'm still on my journey. So help them learn the stuff that I didn't know when I jumped into this game and get them seen. So we'll have some more comics coming out from other creators here sometime soon.
Okay. So they've joined Smooth Entertainment to, as under their publishing name, and they're going to come, with you and release their stuff too. That's awesome. I love that. Help others, we're all in this together, as I like to say,
right.
We're all here to help each other. So you let me know when they got their stuff. I'll be glad to have them on as well. So
I know, one will jump on, the other one, he kind of nervous. He don't even like going live right now. I told him, man,
well, so I feel you on that one. I need to figure out the live thing. I got to get there. I'm going to try it. You've inspired me. I'm going to try it. I actually put it on here, and I'm going to try the live thing. But to the guy that's
live,
shy, there you go. I mean, we should try it one night. We'll figure it out. But let that guy know, like, it's funny because 6 months ago, I hated my voice. I hated myself on camera. I never would have thought in a million years that I would be sitting in a, in front of a camera with a microphone in front of my face. Never. You asked me 6 months ago, I'd be like, you are crazy. Now I can't get enough of it. Like, I love being in front of the camera. I love talking, meeting people like you, all the people that I'm getting to meet. And, am I big? No, not at all. But is it, if I can help one person read a comic book or sell a comic book or buy, just to help the comic community,
right?
I'm happy. And I'm having a blast with my daughter on the other shows. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it's really all about for me. But I love that. So we're going to highlight Smooth Entertainment. That's going to be huge. We're going to follow along on that journey. So this is the point. What else what do we need to cover? I still have more questions, so you're not out of this yet. But
all right,
I have more fun questions. But this is the point. What did we not cover? What did I not ask that you really want to get out or need to get out?
Okay, so Smooth Entertainment Comics is more than just a publishing company. So my ultimate goal is I want to start doing events, like go to schools and do events with kids, you know, comic events, art events, get them more back into books. And eventually I want to open a comic shop, like a hangout where kids can come and be kids and do art and do little competitions and play games and stuff like that. That's the main goal for SE Comics. Comic shop, a place, like when I was a kid, there was a place that sold comics and games. You go in there and do tournaments and play card games and read books. And that's on top of the list. And also, like I said, I want to bring other up-and-coming comic artists in and help them get a foot in this game. Like we have the three guys I told you about. We are planning next January to try to hit a Comic-Con and get the booths open and get some more exposure. We're trying to build a team and make SE Comics, you know, something in this comic world to help the community. That's the biggest thing, community, for me, is getting to the kids and helping others out.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that idea. What conventions are you trying to go to? Have you been to any yet, or you want to?
No, not yet. There's we want to go DreamCon, so we got a site set on DreamCon next year. There's one in Michigan, IssueCon, something like that. We're trying to get to. We're just trying to do all the cons we can get to. Conaholics, what we're gonna turn into.
What's the one in Michigan? I think. Do you know when it is?
That one is in January, I believe. IssueCon. I can send you the link here in a little bit. My buddy sent it to me.
Okay. I got some people. Well, so I've got some friends in Michigan that run a convention, but the one they're doing is in Traverse City, I believe, and it's like Memorial Day weekend or somewhere around there. I'm going next year. I missed it this year, but I was out west. I was actually close to you. I was in Oklahoma, so
okay.
I have some family out in Oklahoma. Okay, so we're gonna do DreamCon. What is DreamCon?
I ain't really looked into it much, but it was on TikTok all over the place, and everybody talking. I need to really do some more research, but it's a new Comic-Con they have down in Houston, created by
Houston.
Forget what his name, but he a big TikTok creator. He do a bunch of anime content, so he opened that up. I think the first one was this year. And it was a big deal, so I need to get into the big deals.
Right, you and me both, buddy. We're gonna do this. Heroes Con in Charlotte is really big.
I need to do Heroes Con as well.
That's it just passed. It was in June. Like I said, I was out west for a month, so I didn't get to make it. I mean, we'll keep in touch, but let's because that's something I want to do too. Is I want to, whether I do a booth, I don't know. I don't know if the podcast needs a booth. Maybe it does. I'm still working on that. I'm gonna go to a couple small comic book one day events around here. I'm in North Carolina, is where I'm at now. But there's definitely, you know, I'm gonna do that one in Michigan next year for sure. I'll get you the information on that one. But yeah, I love this. You know, anything to, you know, help kids read and, you know,
get the imagination flowing again.
Right. Keep them out of trouble. All right. So now I got some fun questions for, you know, just some fun stuff. So who was your first superhero, your first favorite superhero or comic character?
My first as a kid, I don't want to say it, but it was Batman.
What's wrong with Batman?
Okay, nothing wrong with Batman. It's the Batman fans that's the problem, okay?
Okay.
If you know,
Right. Okay. So I really enjoyed Batman too, but it's only because the A in my name, okay, AJ, stands for Alfred. So okay. Batman's butler.
Right.
So when people ask me, they're like, oh, what's the A stand for? I'm like, Batman's butler. And if they can't answer it or don't get it, I don't need to be friends with them.
Exactly. But second favorite hero is Flash, all time.
Flash. Okay. Flash all time, Batman, you know, yeah, first favorite. Nothing wrong with Batman. All right, do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
First comic book. It's been a long time. I don't. I've read the first, I'm almost 40.
Almost 40?
Yeah.
I'm over 40, so I'm 43, so.
I'm going to say it had to be a Batman comic.
Yeah, see, I struggled with that one, too.
My earliest memory is Batman, so it had to be a Batman comic.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure mine was Batman, or you might remember this. Do you remember Sequest? Do you remember the show Sequest? It was a submarine with the Darwin the dolphin.
No, I don't.
Do you remember that TV show? Oh. There was a Sequest comic book in the early 90s I remember buying, but Batman, that's, yeah, it's funny. All right, if you could live in any comic book universe, which one would it be?
Any comic book universe? Do I got any powers or just live in the universe?
You just live in this universe. You'll get the powers in the next question.
Okay, it had to be an X-Men. I live in X-Men universe.
All right, so you live in the Marvel universe with X-Men? Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, you know, one guy I interviewed, his comic book was about a basically killer high school. You know, like, you know, all the cliques were like different mob groups. And I was like, I'm definitely not living in your universe.
No,
I'm
not doing that. No, thank you.
Nope. All right. Since you asked, if you could have any superpower, which would you choose?
Darwin's. You know what Darwin is?
No.
His power is the power of adaptability. Adapts to anything. He got dang near invincible.
Okay. That's a new answer. I like that. Darwin. Which, is he DC or?
He's Marvel. He's X-Men.
Okay, I'll have to look him up. I should have known that, I feel like, but that's okay. All right, if you could have any comic book character as your sidekick, doesn't have to be a sidekick already, but just any character to be your sidekick, who would you choose?
Probably the Flash, you know, he can slow stuff down for
Flash. Me. Yeah, he can get you out of trouble.
Exactly.
You can get us out of there fast. All right. If your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
My life was a comic book. Now you got me with a good one, huh?
I try. I really do.
The Birth of Greatness.
The Birth of Greatness. I love that. I love the answers that people come up with. It's really good. Oh, let me write that down. The Birth of Greatness. Because you know it's going to turn into a reel or a TikTok reel.
<It's all right.
laughs> All right. So tell everybody, where did we get your book? So Smooth Entertainment, give us all your links. Give us everything.
Get my book. Don't go to TikTok shop. Don't do that. You can go to my website. Now, my website got a different name because I started a business first, and then I changed the Smooth Entertainment Comics. So the website is Smooth Collective Works, where you can get the book. And you can read it if you like to, don't want a physical, at Webtoons.
Webtoons?
Yeah, Webtoons. Also, you can go to the Kickstarter, and a bunch of those rewards have the physical copies and the digital copies, depending on what tier you get. Oh, yeah, let me go spout that out there. So one of the rewards in the Kickstarter is become a character in the Nardark universe. So be sure to check that out. You can find all my socials on my website.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can find all my socials on the website. So everywhere I am, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of them. You can find them on there. But the book is there. You can find it on TikTok Shop. But those are all the places.
And all the links will be in the descriptions and the bios and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I'll make sure it's all in there.
TikTok, but if you go to the website, you'll find everything centralized right there on the website.
Awesome. Right? You can buy it wherever you want.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop you. But go follow the Kickstarter. That's the best place to go right now to get it.
Exactly. Go follow the Kickstarter. You can find that on my TikTok. If it's only link there.
Okay, it's all linked there. Well, cool. Is there anything else that we need to cover that we didn't, that you can think of? Last chance. Well, not last chance. We can do this again.
No, not that I can think of. Hey, y'all be looking out for AJ's character in my comics sometime. We're going to get him in there. We're going to get him a little sneak peek.
We might have to work on that. I love that idea.
Might have a billboard in the background with his comic up there, you know, in the background on the comics.
You know, we might have to work on that. I love that idea. There's so many possibilities with that character. That's what's crazy. Like when you create this, I'm learning because I've never created a universe before, right? So like I created this character like a week ago and I'm like, man, I could do so much. So like only thing he's doing right now is he's doing a pick of the week on Wednesdays. He's doing a joke of the week on Fridays and a trivia question of the week on Monday. That's all I pretty much released. And then I'm inserting them here and there, like in the episodes. I'll like put them, you know, on my shoulder or something just to, you know, with a little sign that says read more comics or something. But the possibilities are like so endless with, you know, what I could do with them. I have ideas of like what he can do. And I don't know. It's going to be awesome. So I got to work on my drawings, what I got to work on.
Hey, I drew years ago, but that's before that handy iPad came out. So drawing on an iPad is way different than graphite.
Yeah, so right now he is, I create all of his online, you know, or on computer, but it's just like graphics, you know, and I assemble the graphics the way I want, right? I don't like draw him yet. But I'd love to get to the point where I'm drawing the graphics or the parts and then putting them together online or something. You know, I'll get there. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll get
but,
there.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for... Yeah. We'll definitely keep talking about that. But
yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You hanging out with me.
Appreciate you having me.